Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West,
All righty. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are all over the world. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com's Point West. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And again, you are now in touch with Point West, and I am the host of Point West, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. The one way that you can listen to the program is you can go to the YouTube channel, just type in the word Talktainment, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, then type in the word radio, and you are on. You can see me, and you can hear Dr. Short. And if we have guests, you will be able to hear them. We would prefer that you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage. Just click on programs or just click on listen live. You're there. Let's see here. You can also go to the you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you can hear a replay of the whole show. Now, you can also call 1-877-932-9766. You can do that anytime, and we'll put you on hold. My screener will screen the call, and then you can be heard. So you don't have to ask, can you be heard? You will be heard. And then lastly, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will read your Gmail, provided that we have the space and time to do that. Dr. Short wants to hear that. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of them here right now, which at some point we will get into. Okay, Point West, and today's title or show title will be Short Takes. Dr. Short will have some takes on a lot of things that are going on, whichever way that he wants to go, because our show is never rehearsed, never rehearsed. It's live with mistakes and all. It's live. So here we are. Let me present to some and introduce to others Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good. I'm very, very good. I'm still learning how to do this thing. Dr. Short, there's been a lot going on in the news. I don't even know where to break in to start this conversation. But I will leave that up to you. Where would you like to start at in this conversation on this program, Point West?
Well, we can deal with this so-called Biden phenomenon of South Carolina and, of course, Blooper Tuesday yesterday.
Okay.
And it's in the words of the song sung by Sheriff Sportnoy, of Fort Invest, Plenty of Nothing. We've got plenty of nothing with Joe Biden. Nine states and three states won by Bernie Sanders, and two states still up in the air. We are getting nothing out of this, although we are somewhat involved. But it's plenty of nothing, lots of hype, lots of confusion, and black folks need to be understand that they will be disappointed and defrauded. However, I will say the victors last night and today are those people who either did not vote or voted in such a way as to defy the trick that has been put in Joe Biden. Blowjob Biden. I mean, he's just awful. If people didn't notice that he confused his own wife with his sister.
Whoa.
Either he's been with both of them, or he can't tell his wife from his sister. That's just as bad. What if she had a sleepover? Oh, my God. he did. He literally said, this is my wife. I even knew what his wife looked like. And in fact, I was sitting here watching it with Dr. Dawson, who's from Kentucky, and she was talking. I said, shh, don't mess up. He's going to do something stupid. Just let me enjoy it. And sure enough, he delivered. This man is out of his mind. And his whole history has been burning black folks. Bernie isn't much better. And so we're watching them literally create a landslide victory for Donald Trump.
Wow. That is incredible. You mentioned the word confusion. Why do you say that?
Confusion.
Yeah, you mentioned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Biden or for the voting?
No, you mentioned the word that whatever happened, it brought about some confusion.
Well, it did bring about confusion because if people, at least in the mainstream media, watching the confused news network, they're making it seem as if this is some major mandate and that Biden is the comeback kid. We've experienced this with Bill Clinton. We've experienced this with Hillary Clinton. We've experienced this with a lot of candidates that they've told us are all this, and in reality, the voter turnout is low. When you look at California, which has practically 40 million people in that state, or close to it, and you mean to tell me less than 2 million people voted? And you tell me what a great mandate someone has? Are you understanding me? In South Carolina, less than 600,000 people voted. Lindsey Graham in 2014 got over a million votes, if I'm correct. He got more votes than the entire, that's not even counting the other side. With the populations growing, the vote is down. I'm looking at North Carolina. Biden didn't top a million votes. You put Biden and Sanders together, you get a million. You had just about 1,300,000 people voted in Virginia, in a state with about 10 million people in it. Where are the people? Where are the people? People are not turning out. Black folks aren't turning out. In particular, that's the base of the Democratic Party.
Okay.
In Texas, they shut down over 700 polling stations, and of those, about 540 were in areas that blacks and Latinos lived in, making it very difficult for people to vote. So the Voting Rights Act reforms or changes that came about due to the Supreme Court cases from the Obama era, where they no longer provide the same access and protection and guarantee that people have a fair and just access to being able to vote. But those protections gone all over the South, both black and to a lesser degree, the Latino numbers are down. Younger people aren't voting in the numbers that they did in 2016 or in 2008. There is a surge in white voting and white voters in certain areas. But still, the voting is down. It's low. I can give you an example of a race between a senator. He's now senator, but there are two people running for Congress. Congressman Van Hollen running against the black woman in Congress in Maryland. And forgive me for name, Donna Edwards. I think between the two of them, they got about 6 million votes in a Senate race in Maryland. $6 million for just the state of Maryland, and that means more people voted for in the Senate race for Maryland when a white man was running against a black woman who voted in Texas, California, I think North Carolina and Virginia combined. And folks are calling this some kind of mandate. If you follow this stuff, you realize these people are lying to you. Nobody's inspired by this pedophile with dementia. Nobody. I mean, the man grabbing children and slobbering on his own children.
Wow.
And the man is groping people's kids. People know about Biden, whose mandate, if he gets in the White House, he's going to make certain that they have money to kill black babies again, and that gay and bisexual and transgender are going to be his most important issue, which means he's going to be pushing for that Gay Equality Act, which would give pedophiles and other people the same protections that black people are supposed to have from the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and the Open Housing Act of 1968. These folks are going to get it simply because, what, you're attracted to children, or you want to have sex with animals, you have sex with the dead, or you have sex with people of the same sex. This is his agenda. And so for those black folks who are the base of the Democratic Party, we're voting for our own dispossession. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is insidious. He's worse. Anyone that knows anything about socialism, England and all these other countries in Europe have socialistic or mixed economies. Are black people flourishing in these countries? They have socialism in Cuba. Black Cubans are at the bottom of the barrel. There's nothing in it. None of the candidates support reparations. None of them are talking about a black agenda. There are no tangibles. It's all a fraud. And by the way, when black folk wake up, I know there's some old black people who think voting is the revolutionary act. It'd be more revolutionary for black folks not to spend their money with folks who hate our guts.
Yes.
Than it is to vote for people who take our tax money and give it to people who hate our guts, or to people who won't hire us, or people that exclude us. So this Super Tuesday meant nothing. Joe Biden, who's a career racist, is nothing. Bernie Sanders is a grinning New England, or should I say a Midwest, because he's from Chicago, but he's up in Vermont. Ask yourself, Bernie Sanders has now run twice for the Democratic Party nomination. Show me one black person from Vermont that's endorsing him. He doesn't have one. He's got, Killer Mike, who'd be more interesting if he could get his weight down than trying to tell us to vote for someone who supports mass incarceration and is against reparations for black people.
Okay, let me ask you this, Dr. Short. You just mentioned a few words there. I'm going to break in here and say, you mentioned a pedophile and so forth. What proof do, or where can we get that information to support your statement that this person or these persons are who you just stated that they are?
It's very easy to find out if you understand the Gay Manifesto of 1972, or for that matter, what the gay people were demanding when they marched in Washington when Bill Clinton became president, that folks want to remove the age of consent. You can see it with this boy, Billy Porter, or Sissy Porter, who they want to have him on Sesame Street, which is going to be called Sodomy Street. We have people who are doing drag queen transgender story hour where they want children laying on top of men who have sexual criminal records.
Mm.
Everything is being done. It's here in Washington. It's in Texas. It's all over the country.
Okay.
The healthy child laws, where it's mandatory that you teach children how to put sex lubricants in their private parts and in their body orifices,
is mandatory under California law for school, or that California has legalized, or should I say decriminalized, children selling their bodies.
Okay. The what Gay Manifesto Act of 1972, is that correct? Is one of the sources.
It's Michael Swift. It's a Gay Manifesto, which was entered into Congress, I believe, in 1988 by Michael Swift. Here's the thing, and I'll say this quickly because I know you've got a break coming up. If, in fact, children had nothing to do with what this agenda was about, why are they demanding to be in the schools? Isn't it interesting that the Boy Scouts of America has just gone out of business exactly a decade after they made lawful for their organization that openly gay people could be in positions of leadership and work with children?
Mm-hmm.
When they had, prior to that, 8 years, they had covered up that the Boy Scouts of America was a child molesting, covering up organization.
Yes.
I mean, everywhere you look, you have more and more instances of pedophilia, human trafficking of children.
Yes.
And by the way, nothing being done about it.
Nothing being done.
And something that I want to say to you about that law, anyone that reads this H.R. 5 or Senate Bill 788, it reads that the law to prevent or to ban or bar or abolish,
yes,
say, discrimination based on sex, gender orientation or sexual identity, something to that effect, comma, and for other purposes.
Okay.
Now, what's the other purposes? I mean, when you, a blank check is a blank check, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you a law that every single solitary coon in Congress supported would open up and give a blank check for people who want to have sex openly, who think that if you cut your penis off, it makes you a woman, or if you sew some skin on a woman's vagina, it makes her a man.
Mm.
And that people are now getting in trouble. Do you know that there's a new form of discrimination? Do you realize if a man comes up to you and says, hey, I want to date you, Bobby, but you can go real south with me, and you say, no, thank you, they consider that discrimination.
What? Wow, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Wait a minute. Hold it right there, Dr. Short. Yeah, I have to take a break here. Hold it right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. It's called All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. She has various guests from all over the world, all types of gender. You might want to tune in and check that out, along with other shows that TalkTainmentRadio.com has. All you have to do is just click on programs, and there is a list of all the shows that are on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's all you have to do. Just click on programs. That's radio the way it should be heard. TalkTainmentRadio.com. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West, a new show, of the newest show on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And our guest is Dr. Randy Short, who is just dropping dimes all over the place. And what we're going to do, I have a caller on the line. I have some Gmails. But he just talked about a new form of discrimination, which we're going to get into. But let me get this caller in. Caller, you are on with Dr. Short. What is your question, please?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Short?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, sure. You know who this is.
Dr. Short, someone is speaking with you, yes.
I can't hear them clearly.
Oh, okay. Caller, back away from your phone a little bit so Dr. Short can hear you, please. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Short.
Is this John?
Yeah, this is me. You know me.
Okay, all right. Now I can hear you. Okay,
yeah,
we're putting it up here this morning.
And and you, by the way, he's down in Virginia, where they, who they're doing this bill that they're trying to make into law, that you can be whatever sex you want to be on your birth certificate if the law gets through the entire government of Virginia if it's ratified. Meaning I could be a woman, I'll, with my beard on, I'd go right in and be a female right now if that law passes. They are making maximum confusion at certain places. You can get fired from your job for misgendering. If I thought you were West, I thought Bobby West, if you were a man, and I said sir to you, and you said that you were a woman, I'd be fired from my job for discrimination. If you read the Gay Equality Act, it mentions way down the fine print, you can get into trouble for discrimination even if you were trying your best to treat everybody fairly, just by making a mistake. A mistake for them is I call myself a woman and I'm a man and you call me a sir. Even if you meant to respect me as what I was, it's disrespect and discrimination that you can be punished for.
Wow. I did not know that. Sir, what was your question for Dr. Short?
Oh, well, me and him talk on the phone all the time. But rather just, I meant to say something about being, I wanted to just tell him that, because I didn't get to talk to him this morning, that the turnout last night was actually very low. They're not really talking about that. I know they're hyping him up.
Yeah, and you're in Virginia. I heard nobody was voting.
They weren't. I was
black folks were turned off. Biden's a turnoff. I mean, he looks like an albino Dracula with no Grecian formula. Why would we be excited by him?
Yeah,
he can't even string a sentence together. Like I said, he can't tell his wife from his sister. I'm glad they weren't in his home with the lights out.
Mm.
Well, listen, right? You just one more thing to say, Short. And I'm going to go back on mute because I'm at work, but I wanted to bring this up to you. Remember what he said a couple of years ago, or last year, his number one civil rights issue was the LGBT. That's what he said on his own mind.
Right.
That's not making
the trans rights is one thing he wants to do, and that is to make us see a man that calls himself a woman as a man. That's what he wants.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, if I can plug back in, I get another statement in that. Yeah, I don't want you to hold up the show because of me. So you know, keep on speaking a good knowledge, brother.
Okay, thank you. Brother.
Okay, my brother. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call, Dr. Short. Let me get this a Gmail in, but then we have to come back to this because you're scaring me, man. Woo. This comes from. Go ahead.
I didn't do it. This is what they have to want. This is what they must get. In fact, Obama should scare you. He's the one to start all this. He's the godfather. He's like James Brown had a brand new bag. Well, the bag that Obama had must have been a condom.
Okay. Oh, 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 wow. A condom. Okay. Let me do this because the calls are rolling in here. This is the Gmail from Nawab. Let's see here. This is the question here. He says, Dr. Short, I have a couple of questions here. The first, he wants to know, was Dick Gregory either going senile or was he a disinformation agent? I ask because some of the things he began to say in the last few years of his life made almost zero sense. I know many like yourself, Dr. Short, Carl Nelson, Brother Darren Muhammad, all swore by him, but I just have questions about someone who was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha. What is your comment on that, Dr. Short?
I don't have a whole lot of I don't esteem secret societies that are not secret for the purpose of liberating black people aren't highly esteemed by me, one. Number two, there's some things I say about Dick Gregory, but I like Dick Gregory. In fact, he's kind to me. I don't preface every other word or comment that I make with Dick Gregory at all, not to take anything from Dick Gregory. The last thing that Dick Gregory told me many, many years ago is that Donald Trump would never be president of the United States and there would be no more presidents in the country. Okay, I didn't see it then, and we're living in a stage where Trump is likely to be president again. So whether that's bad information or a bad prediction or so forth, Dick Gregory is a human being who has the capacity to not be right as often as they are right based on whatever information or analysis that he used. So I would say this, in his prime and at his peak, Dick Gregory knocked him out the park consistently. With age does impact certain people differently in terms of how they process information or what they remember or how they organize what they know. So I would simply say there are people who don't like Dick Gregory. I've had an experience or two, not great, but small, where when I asked Dick a question, and Dick just shut it down, and that got cussed out once or twice. So Dick Gregory, like any black person, has a vantage point, a point of view, or they have reasons to want to protect their families or themselves. So I'll leave it there. I would say that Dick Gregory did manage to do one thing, and that is have a long life and make contributions, at least what appear to be contributions, at least for me. I do know there are other people who think that Dick Gregory was not. I'm not strong on that area. So.
Okay. All righty. All righty. We have about 3 minutes before, or actually 2.5, well, now 2 minutes before I have to take a required station break. I have a caller on the line, and then I have another Gmail. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Dr. Short, for the, what, 1 minute? Okay. On the minute that we have before we have to go to break, you mentioned, and I'm still stuck on this Gay Manifesto Act, I think you said of 1972 and then of 1988, by Michael Swift.
You can read some of it, and this was entered into the congressional record. It's not my opinion. This is what people put out where they promise to screw people's kids and everything. I mean, why do you put that out and have it entered into something like a congressional record, and then I can't take it seriously? You took the time to make people know that you're going to have sex with people's children. Why would you do that?
You say that's in the congressional record.
For the Gay Manifesto, sure. Google it. Unless you want me to send it to you.
No. I'm putting it out there so others can also read it and for themselves.
Look it up and understand that there's a group called NABLA, the National Association of Man, Boy, Love.
Yeah, the North American Men, Boys, Lovers Association. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that one, yeah.
Based in Baltimore. And I was just watching a documentary on TCM last night, and it's called Before Stonewall. It was made in the 80s. I hadn't seen it in 35 years. That one of the key people on this thing talking about the gay movement and how it started was a man by the name of Henry Hay. And Henry Hay is one of the founders of NAMBLA. Extremist gays know that they can't advance their agenda.
They're giving me the signal, Dr. Short. I'm sorry to cut you off. They're giving me the signal.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll pick it back up.
Okay, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short continue with this bomb he just dropped on NABLA, and I'm going to ask him about Bohemian Grove. And then we have more callers on the line on this hot topic. Stay right there. Do not go away. Hey.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Amina Brendalyn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now, the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists.
More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
You've got the power. You are the power. Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West here and heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Get in contact with the show because Dr. Short is blowing up and he has references for the points that he's making. I'm taking notes myself. I would encourage you to do also. I can suggest it, but and then we can look up this information. And I like it like that because we should look up information. But get in contact with show 1-877-932-9766 or Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And we can go on with that. Dr. Short, I'm going to take this phone call. Caller, you are now on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your question? Caller?
Hello, is this LaToya? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Dr. Short. This is LaToya.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. So I just wanted to just, of course, comment and maybe just add to the discussion. I know you had mentioned the manifesto but are you able to let the audience know about Larry Sinclair and the Obama and Biden situation? That would also have them link some of this stuff that you're talking about. They can easily pull this information up and add to some of the information you're already putting out to see why he's so interested in pushing what he's pushing on the people.
Okay. That let's do that real fast. By the way, if y'all noticed that Joe Biden was staring at Pete Buttigieg behind when he was endorsing him.
Hey.
And yeah, he did. It was a good stare. I mean, he was completely reinvigorated after he was looking at this kid. I mean, I saw this. This is my God, Joe. Hide it. And by the way, Buttigieg started his political career back in the early 2000s working for Obama's first Senate race. In other words, this first openly gay man who's got a younger husband and he's the woman in the relationship is a disciple of Obama. That's right. Pete Buttigieg comes out of Obama's political operation. Okay, wake up, black folk. Now, let's do Biden. Biden has a son who, the word on the street, this is rumor, in Delaware, that Joe Biden Jr. went both ways. He was the attorney general for the state of Delaware, where the Bidens are. And by the way, Joe Biden Jr. made certain to cover up for police brutality and lynchings of blacks in Delaware as recently as 2013 of this century. That's real talk. The Bidens covered up for blacks being lynched, and not one or two people. And there's other talk about Delaware being a hub for human trafficking. All under the watch of Joe Biden Jr., a.k.a. Bo. Bo is the French word for beautiful. So you have this man who likes missing touching on kids naming his son beautiful. How y'all doing? Now, let's go all the way back to a man by the name of Lawrence Sinclair, or Larry Sinclair.
Okay.
He's an openly gay man who ran for mayor last year in Florida, and he lost. But he has gone on the record as testifying that he used to have sex and use cocaine with Barack Obama. He gave a statement at the National Press Club in July of 2008. And after him giving his testimony, he was arrested in Washington, D.C. The National Press Club is on 14th and F Streets Northwest. He was arrested by Joe Biden Jr., who was then the Attorney General for the state of Delaware, and transported back to Delaware. This is illegal. Are you understanding me? This happened, and who became the vice president for Barack Obama? Joe Biden. When Joe Biden Jr., a.k.a. Bo Biden, died in 2015, who did the eulogy over Bo Biden's body? Barack Obama. Barack Obama lied to everybody about how much he loved the LGBTQ thing. He was raised by a male prostitute in Indonesia. Fact. Number two, in October of 2010 at the Human Rights Campaign in Washington, D.C., I think October 10, 2010, Barack Obama promised the gay people in the largest sodomite civil rights organization that he was going to work to see a day in America where people admired two men or two women being together as much as they admired men and women. All the while lying to people, saying that he was against same-sex marriage. When he told gay folk he's going to do everything he could to give them everything they wanted. The speech is up online. HRC Obama's speech, you find it. It's up there. This video, you can hear his own words and how they've not had enough progress. And, of course, when Larry Sinclair
fought because they were preventing him from putting out his book talking about his sex and drug use with Obama. He beat right here in the federal court in, I believe, April 2012, and he got a settlement right after he beat folks who were preventing him from publishing his book. First Joe Biden and then later Barack Obama came out and said they supported gay marriage. It's interesting. And by the way, nobody knows that this happened. There was no stories about Larry Sinclair getting the legal right from the judge in a federal court in Washington, the courthouse by which he won is exactly one block from the U.S. Capitol, and it's just down the street from the White House, and there's been a complete news blackout. In particular, the biggest blackout is in the minds of feeble-minded, non-critically thinking black folks who think Obama meant something to us. And the fact that he's supporting Biden, who's for mass incarceration, or Buttigieg, who's a racist mayor who destroyed black people in South Bend, there's nothing that black people have benefited from this Obama legacy. In fact, he's been a Trojan horse to destroy the masculinity and the true righteous womanhood of our queens. That's all we got from Obama.
Mm. My goodness. Caller, you mentioned Larry Sinclair. You have any other information that we, because I'm writing this down. You have any other information that we should be aware of?
No, you guys covered as much. I just wanted to because I know Randy is so knowledgeable, so I wanted him to expound on that so people can start connecting the dots and understand that this person that they're propping back up is not going to be a benefit to our people. And we've got to do the work right now, especially in Ohio, which is a key state.
Yes, okay.
So that's what I wanted to because we were already on that subject. I just wanted something that they can actually look and research if they haven't scrubbed it off.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much. And she's right. She used a good phrase there, connect the dots. I think Brother Steve Coakley wrote that book. Are you familiar with that, Dr. Short, Connecting the Dots by Brother Steve Coakley?
I'm not familiar with the book, but I did know Steve Coakley.
Okay. Wow. I got notes all over the place. I'm still stuck on that gay manifesto of 1972. I understand it's in the congressional record.
That's Michael Swift is in the congressional record. Quote me accurately or someone will go check and come back and say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's why I have you drop the resources so as that the caller just said, that people can go back and research this information for themselves. That's right. This is so important. I know the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, here it is in Hosea 4:6. Here it is. You can do this, and you should do this, to know who these people are. Wow. Excuse me, I keep saying that because I'm just astounded with that. You had mentioned about the election down there. Then what was Jim Clyburn's role down there in South Carolina?
You know, Clyburn, I call him Coonburn or Clanburn. He's basically a penis ring for the Democratic Party.
A penis ring?
I just called him that. Yes, I did. To keep it up when it's going to fall down. He's got 8 of the poorest counties in this country in his district. I was just watching a documentary on called I Am Somebody, and it's based on the SEIU Union 1199B and how the police, they had literally army soldiers in the military attacking black folks trying to unionize. Clyburn, South Carolina, black folks don't have anything to show for Clyburn's time in Congress. I mean, someone should choke him out, stroke him out, vote him out. and his daughter, who's as unattractive as he is, man, I'd hate to have to paint her portrait. Lord Jesus.
Okay. Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host here on Point West. Our guest is Dr. Randy Short, and we're trying to fix it so that he is weekly or as many times that he can be here to drop this knowledge on us with resources. I don't want anyone to come on this program that not give their opinion, but if you do, then have some resources so that we can look at it and back it up. Now, you don't have to believe it, but at least do your due diligence in researching the material and form your own opinion, because everybody is saying a whole lot of things. Anyway, to get in contact with the show, call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will try and get them on. Before we move on, Dr. Short, you mentioned a little bit about NAMBLA, the North American Men Lovers Boys Association, and can you speak to this organization that I'm surprised a lot of people don't know about, the Bohemian Grove?
It's not so much I know it as a organization, but it's a place where all the folks that are prominent out in California do all kinds of meetings, and supposedly it's only men are allowed, and you can't bring your wife, and it's alleged that they do all kinds of sex rituals and odd things out there, and you can't get in and rise up unless you go there. It's sort of like in Hollywood, you got to get on the casting couch to get to act. Or in a rap, you got to, like, lick the little hairy navel of some rabbi to get a rap recording contract or distribution deal. Mm. And it sounds like being able to sing a solo in a lot of those Pentecostal churches. You got to go down to get up.
Go down to get up.
Well, and there's a lot that so, and there's Plato Retreat in New York. You have these places. You have South Beach in Florida, places where people just do hedonism. In the Bay Area, they have a lot of hedonism. They have it all over the country. Mm-hmm.
Will Skull and Bones be a part of that, or the organization called the Boule? Are they a part of this this chicanery?
Well, maybe not directly, but there's an overlap between the people of the elite classes. Now, we know that the black folks, like the black Masons, they're the little league. They don't have the same juice as the white people, but they do a very effective job holding black people down, making certain that we don't get anything, but they get for themselves. So, you know, power and money respect each other. And they all work to keep people down. But Skull and Bones, I mean, they do stuff, you know, for Skull and Bones, that people have to masturbate in the coffin and tell everybody all their dirt, and that's how you get in. Can you imagine being in a coffin, playing with yourself?
Did you say masturbate in a coffin?
That's exactly right.
Continue.
And there are a lot of folks, when you go into these secret societies, some of them move black Greek letter things. Pardon me, I'm going to quote this, but there was a rogue line of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And after a person went through all the stuff and they thought they're going to get to be an Omega, they were asked the question, can you suck a penis?
My goodness.
And because that was the final thing you've done ever, so, okay, well, can you do that? And I've heard this from other people that are familiar, that people have to do compromising, vulgar things to be able to get into some of these organizations, drinking, drugging, whoring, pimping, prostituting, to prove that they can be trusted. It's the same thing. I need to have something on you. You have to have a kind of seed of corruption that allows me to know that you're going to do and go along with whatever we do. When you think about all the people that get killed or beaten to death or drink too much and get alcohol poisoning, for these secret societies, and many of them black, and it's covered up, and they get kicked off campus over hazing people or brutalizing people or hitting someone on the behind so hard until you rupture the spleen of someone. Oh, yes, they do. And this stuff is all kept and sealed. But, by the way, Freaknik is coming back to Atlanta.
Freaknik.
Just in time for Corona.
Yes, which we're gonna get into in the second hour. Let me say this, Dr. Shore. You mentioned something earlier that I wanted to go back to, and it was simply this. Did I understand or hear you to say that if another male approached another male and made an advance, a sexual advance to that man, and that male refused, that discrimination charges could be brought against the man who refused?
No, but they're going in that direction to punish people who do not treat a man representing himself as a woman as equal to a woman. That happened to the singer Genuine, where a man who a drag queen wanted attention from him, and when he did not, he says, I don't do that. He was being attacked by the gay and the lesbian and all the community for not responding affirmatively to the attentions of a drag queen.
No.
This happened about four or five years ago. This is old. It's not new. So you're a bigot. You're transphobic is the term.
Transphobic.
In other words, I don't like. I had a person bump into me in the CVS, and I said, oh, excuse me. And it turned out it was a trans trying to get attention. I mean, I almost looked like a woman, but they had shoulders like they could have been in the World Wrestling Federation. That's not a woman. I mean, if she was, can you imagine if you had a fight? You wouldn't survive. No, I'll deal with the real or non-GMO female. Thank you very much.
Transphobic. I just wrote that word. I never heard that term before.
Oh, my God. It's all that corn. It keeps the words from getting out to y'all. It's awful. And they're teaching kids in Virginia where LaToya and Bernard call for, there's no such thing as boy and girl. That doesn't exist anymore. As a teacher, you can get fired for calling a boy or a girl. That's discrimination.
Dr. Short, you can get fired for calling a boy a boy and a girl in the state of California?
No, in the state of Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, okay.
And in California, too, it's called misgendering.
Wow, I'm writing that down.
So you showing love and affection. She says, yes, young woman, you did a great job. If she thinks she's a boy, go up to the counselor and say, Dr. Short keeps disrespecting me. And I get called in and get told, you need to watch your mouth. And this is, well, what you need to respect people's gender preference. And you didn't even know that the girl wanted to be a boy, right? And all the students could come in and say, oh, no, he loves everybody. And he's nice and he's so attentive. They would say, we're sorry, young people. We know you like your teacher. But he has to be responsible and not misgender, and we're going to fire him. They did this to a career teacher down in Oklahoma. He got fired because he kept calling a young woman a girl instead of calling her a boy.
I'm writing this down. Continue, please.
So this is quack science. It's BS. And by the way, this is what Joe Biden wants. Bernie Sanders supports it, or Commie Sanders, as I call him. Klan Butcher, who dropped out, she was for it. We know Buttigieg is for it. He's a practitioner openly. Scumbag is for it, but you know what? Scumbag has one thing against him. Scumbag was not allowing the rabbis to suck the little Jewish babies' penises. And that really hurt his support in the Jewish community.
Because he couldn't suck somebody's penis, little boy's
penis. No, because the rabbis were not allowed to suck the baby's penises.
Mm.
Mm-mm. There were babies dying from herpes because the rabbis would suck the little babies' penises after they got circumcised, and the babies would get herpes and die. So Blumberg, or as I call Scumberg, outlawed and got the Health Department of New York to say that the Orthodox rabbis could not suck the babies' penises. And the Jewish community got mad, and that's one of the reasons that you have de Blasio, who is a Italian Jew. He's mayor with his crackhead Frankenstein-looking wife that he's got.
Mm.
You didn't know that that's how you do circumcision for Orthodox Jews?
I did not know that.
You cut the baby's penis on the eighth day, and to keep the penis from bleeding, you suck the blood off with your mouth.
I did not. I wasn't aware of that. I was aware of the circumcision, but I was not aware that this was their practice.
Oh, yes, with the mouth, sir. And a lot of people fight over having that position as a rabbi to be the one that does the sucking. And that's seen as a special blessing for the child. Real special. It's called Masitza Bepe. And don't ask me to spell it.
Okay.
Anglicized. But you can put it up there. You can look it up that they oral. They suck the blood off the penises of the eight-day-old baby. That's straight-up Orthodox, good Judaism. In fact, I was reading something where one man boasted about doing it 50,000 times.
Mm. My. I am really at a loss for words. I think the word is just stunned. You know, the more that I know, the more I find out that I don't know.
You do a quick Google search, you'll find it. Just say, I didn't make this up, and I don't tell anyone I have Jewish relatives, or just say Jewish lineage. I'm not trying to put Jews down. I'm really not. I'm just telling you what's out there. You go look it up, it's right there, and you'll find that a lot of the Reformed Jewish organizations, that their synagogues all support the most radical extreme. Gay agenda. That's another reason that thing gets wheels. So you have to do.
Yes. I always try to encourage people who I communicate with, people that call into the show or listen to the show, to do your due diligence as far as researching whatever information is out there, because we need to know, particularly as you started off with the political thing. You know, I wonder, what the hell are we really looking at? You know,
reality is being manufactured by the people that oppress us. It's called manufactured consent. That's a concept by the linguistic scholar by the name of Noam Chomsky. They're manufacturing the reality that they want us to believe. It's like a type of matrix. I mean, Joe Biden is boring. He didn't even campaign in the state that he won in. I've never seen anything like this. You don't even have to get but 10 people, and half of them are trying to keep you from touching their kids, and you're the front runner? He didn't spend $1 on ads in certain states. I just finished helping someone run a poorly funded campaign. We spent thousands when you didn't have anything.
Mm.
And you know that you don't reach that many people. You know what that means? From the time that he won South Carolina, they gave him maybe a few $100 million worth of free advertising.
Okay, Dr. Short, I got to hold it there because we have to go to the second hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour with Dr. Randy Short right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.